day was April Fool's Day. Did you forget, Kira?
Yes.
Oh, dear. No good me asking you this question then. I was wonder whether anyone was fooled or tried to fool anyone else. Oh, Sebastian, were you? You did. How did you try to do that? Had a what?
Staying in bed.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Never mind. Anyone else? At least you try, Sebastian. Well, it's all a bit of fun, isn't it, April Fool? I don't think I read one or heard one at all, but maybe I did and think it's true. But it's all fun. And at the time, the people who heard about Ezekiel's dream or heard that Jesus brought Lazarus back to life, who weren't actually present when it happened, could have been forgiven for thinking they had been fooled. They were both such incredible events. When I read the Old Testament reading set for today about Ezekiel bringing dry bones in the desert back to life, I was tempted to choose the song known as Them or Dem, Dry Bones. But I thought perhaps you might not appreciate it. Does anyone know it?
Yes.
I think I first sang it at Guides back in the 1960s. A long time ago, but it was apparently written in the 1920s. And it begins. Ezekiel connected them dry bones. Ezekiel connected them dry bones. Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones, now hear the word of the Lord. And you think that doing actions in church for songs like we've just had are just a bit too much. If we had done them dry bones, you would have found that the actions were very complicated. How do they go? Do anyone know? They go such as toe bone connected to the foot bone, foot bone connected to the heel bone, and it goes all the way up to your head. So they can be quite a challenge, so I didn't subject you to those. But there are some amusing cartoon versions on YouTube, which you might like to look at later. I found them very amusing, and I've just caught the eye of Sue and Graham. Welcome back. Your trip. Now, Ezekiel was a prophet who lived about 600 years before Jesus. At the time, Ezekiel, a priest, was living in exile with the Israelites, similar to the refugees we hear about today. A prophet is someone chosen by God to act on his behalf. Typically, in Old Testament times, prophets gave advice or warnings to the Israelites when they did not live as God wanted them to. Sometimes they were also told to do things as Ezekiel was. What we heard this morning was Ezekiel's vision or dream, which told him that God would bring new life to the Israelites when they had lost all hope. In the reading about Jesus bringing his dear friend Lazarus back to life, we heard that he did this after seeing Lazarus's sister crying because her brother had died, and she had given up hope of Jesus coming to heal her brother. Now, there is some congregational participation. Some of you might want to be excused for this, but those of you that can, I'd like you to all hold your breath, children, and as I count to 20. Are you ready? I'll do it quickly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 1920. There, big size. I expect you were all getting a bit desperate, weren't you, by the time it got to 20? Anybody like to confess that they didn't make it to 20? Well, that's not surprising. You will no doubt have noticed how much air you need. Most of the time, we breathe in and out without even thinking about it. Although it's such a vitally important thing to do, God designed us so that breathing goes on automatically. So when we can do lots of things all at the same time and we don't even have to think about it. Isn't that amazing? Good design. Sadly, though, some people develop illnesses which make breathing extremely difficult, such that they lose the automatic nature of breathing and have to have equipment to help them breathe. We must be thankful for those who invented such equipment and those who continue to improve on the technology involved. Without breathing, we wouldn't be able to do anything. We would be dead. That's how important breathing is. It's a matter of life and death. 2 weeks ago, during the tragedy outside the Houses of Parliament, an MP, Tobias Elwood, tried to save the life of the badly injured policeman by giving him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. As you probably know, that is where someone breathes their own breath into someone who has stopped breathing. Breathing their own breath for long enough until the paramedics can take further action. This often works, but sadly, in the case of PC Keith Palmer, it didn't. His injuries were obviously too severe. I expect some of you have learnt to do this in first aid training. Has anyone learnt to do it? Kira, very good. Ooh, good number. Sorry? A mini medics course that came to her school. That's impressive. Elodie, have you learnt to do it too? Sorry? You did it with Grandma. Good for Grandma. Grandma's a nurse, I think, so that probably helps. I have to confess, I haven't done it. I think I might have done donkeys years ago, but I not more recently. But it's amazing, isn't it, that we can actually do this. Has anyone here actually had to perform it in an emergency? Liz, Lynn? Yeah? Was it successful? It was. There we are. Look, in our midst, we have someone who's breathed life into somebody, and it was successful. They could live because of their breath. That is amazing. Today, in the gospel, we've heard an amazing story of Jesus actually bringing someone back to life. It was his friend Lazarus. We heard how when the tomb in which Lazarus' body had been placed and was opened, Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out," which incredibly Lazarus did. Echoes of Jesus' own rising from death, which of course we celebrate in 2 weeks' time. Jesus calls each of us by name. He calls us wherever we are, whatever we are doing. It may take a long time for us to hear him. We may choose to ignore him. But he keeps on calling because he wants to breathe new life in us. A life that makes a difference to the way we live. Now, the final bit of action. I would like some volunteers to blow up some balloons. Yes? 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 Yeah? Any adults want to have a go? Got some nice fluorescent blues. Yes, would you like to come out in the front? Start blowing. Start blowing. No? Edward? me, please. Say with me. Thank you. I've got some string afterwards. Right. Just blow them as well as you can. Face them. If you turn around. That's right. See how we're going. Kira's is going quite large. Bright pink. Natasha's is yellow. How's yours going? A bit more of a blow. Yes. There we go. So what makes the blooms get bigger? Those, Connor, what makes the blooms get bigger? Do you know? No? Any answers over here? What's going in? Air from their breath. That's wonderful. Now, if you like to face, that's a very good example. You see, we've got this very large pink one here, slightly smaller orange, a similarly large yellow, and a smaller one. Sebastian, now I'm going to confess here. Sebastian may be like, oh no, it's coming. But there you are. They're all different shapes and sizes. And that's the message. When God breathes his life into us, when Jesus gives us new life, he gives it to us in different shapes, sizes, colours, different people. But he wants us all to have his new life in him. And if you want to keep your balloons and you've got someone to tie them for you, I've got string here if you'd like to take it. And if you didn't get to blow one up and you'd like one, do have one. Connor, you didn't. Perhaps Mummy will bring it.
Very good at blowing up.
You are very good. I think we'll employ you. So there we are. So we see that as God's life, Jesus' life, is breathed into us, we grow into the people he would like us to be. Amen.
Amen.